now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
Second hour of the Earshot 20. We're about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. If you've missed any part of the program, you want to go back and have a listen to the first 10 of this week's top 20 in the countdown, you can do so. RadioForAll.net, podcast show through iTunes. Check it out on one of our many great syndicates across the nation. But right now, it's the top 10 coming your way. And of course, we do get the charts from that place I told you about online. Brian's going to let you know what else you find if you head on over to that website.
Yes, as always, you should go and check out earshot-online.com for all of the greatest community radio music news of the week, including your national top 50, from which we're pulling the top 20 most played albums across Canada, bringing you selections from every single one as we round the bend towards the most played album of the week. We are counting down the charts for the week ending Tuesday, April 26, 2016, but you can find lots more on that website, including how the charts are created by over 30 Canvas Community Radio stations' own top 30 most played albums, as well as specialty charts for both regional and national charts, including electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk, roots, and blues, monthly and yearly charts, as well as interviews, reviews, and so much more. So be sure to go and check it out in your own free time, earshot-online.com.
Yeah, and you can find us online too. earshot20@gmail.com is our email. facebook.com/earshot20 our home on Facebook, and @earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All the great ways to reach out and all the great ways to get in touch. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we are certainly happy to do that for you. We will do it in the form of a feature, which includes an interview, and we'll play something from your latest release. So please reach out to us, and in the coming weeks, we will get you on the program in the mix of the charts, plus Steven, plus interviews when we have them with folks who are on the charts, plus Brian's lowdown. It's just, there's so much that happens here. We're pretty incredible, if I do say so myself. Toot, toot. Anyway, we're going to...
Sometimes the level of I get scared by you is amazing.
Really?
You're really in love with yourself this week.
Sometimes. So we've got the top 10 coming your way, plus Steven is back, and Brian does have a lowdown for you. Some of the
There's a lot.
Is there? How many?
12.
12 new albums below the top 20. That is big. We will see what happens, but first we've got music to come your way. Let's get to it right now, and we are going to let you know what's coming in the first three spots of the top 10.
We're
going to
kick off this set of music and our second hour with the top 10 at number 10. Up from number 12, it is Charles Bradley. His latest on Daptone Records is called Changes. You're going to hear Ain't Gonna Give It Up kick off that set of tunes. Following that, one spot up at number 9, up from number 16, Laura Sauvage, Extraordinary is her solo full-length debut. You're going to hear Have You Heard the Good News? And following that, the lead track from the new Parquet Core album is called Dust. Their latest album is called Human Performance, and it rises one spot in our charts to number 8.
All right, here's your number 10 this week, Charles Bradley. Ain't Gonna Give It Up. We're not going to give it up either. We'll be back after this set of three. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
I'm
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
Your chest to your wife, your grandmother prays on her knees with a scratch ticket, hoping she'll make it. Tonight we door she knocked on today, spreading a word she swears is not hate. But believing the faith is just a joke to me. I can't believe what she said. Here's what she said to me.
Sleep.
That was Dust by Parquet Core. Their newest album is called Human Performance, and that one rises on our charts one spot this week to number 8. Before that, number 9, up from number 16, Laura Sauvage, Extraordinormal. You heard Have You Heard the Good News? And we kicked off that set of tunes with Ain't Gonna Give It Up by Charles Bradley. His latest is called Changes, and it rises two spots to number 10.
Second hour of the Earshot 20, and more music news to bring you as we head to the phone line. Stephen Karlick's still there with us, senior editor of Exclaim magazine, bringing us great music news every week. Kicking this hour off with news coming from Ezra Koenig and Father John Misty.
Yeah, I would be remiss not to be talking about Beyoncé's new album, Lemonade, which is garnering all kinds of conversation. It really is an amazing album. If you haven't listened to it, you should. Some very interesting guest appearances on the album, including ones by James Blake, The Weeknd, and Jack White, and some interesting songwriting credits as well. Ezra Koenig from Vampire Weekend helped write the song Hold Up, and so did Father John Misty, and both have now explained what their roles were on the song. Ezra Koenig explained that he was writing the song as a Vampire Weekend tune and was inspired by a line from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs song Maps. He got through writing it with Diplo on production, decided it wasn't for him, and it was ended up being picked up by Beyoncé for the album later on. So Yeah Yeah Yeahs actually have a song writing credit on that track as well, which is pretty crazy. Father John Misty also had a story to tell, one of which he told on Twitter, which was kind of an epic lie, but he talked about waking up in the morning with in an unmarked car with a Band-Aid on his temple, a slight metallic taste in his mouth, and a Beyoncé writing credit. But he was interviewed later and said that about a year and a half ago, his friend Emily Haney played Beyoncé some of his music. Beyoncé was apparently impressed, and pretty soon they sent the demo for Hold Up to him. He said it was, quote, just like a minute of the sample and the hook. I'm pretty sure they were just looking for lyrics, but I went crazy and recorded a verse, melody, and refrain too. That, unbelievably, when you consider how ridiculous my voice sounds on the demo, ended up making the record. So, pretty interesting stuff there. Not the kinds of musicians you think would be on a Beyoncé record, but to be honest, this record is all Beyoncé. You need to hear it. It really is incredible. It's Lemonade, and I think it's just streaming on Tidal still. But it may be on iTunes, and it's got a May 6th release date for CD and DVD.
Very cool. And would you say that the new album is as refreshing as a glass of lemonade?
Sure. To appease you.
I know. I tried for that one. All right, we'll move on. We've got some news about Jenny Lewis.
Yeah, Jenny Lewis, of course, was the singer of revered indie rock band Rilo Kiley, but it was 10 years ago that she first struck out solo with an album called Rabbit Fur Coat, and now she's announced a 10th anniversary tour behind the record, which is exciting stuff if you are a fan of Jenny Lewis. She also just released a new album last year titled The Voyager, which was also very excellent. She'll be accompanied by the Watson Twins, who originally backed her up on the album, and the tour will kick off September 6th in Minneapolis and will continue through the U.S. until the end of the month. A lone Canadian date is set for September 10th at Toronto's Massey Hall. And while that's the only date in Canada, it is cool that they will be playing at Massey Hall, which is a fantastic venue. As for the rest of Canada, if you can make it to one of their dates somewhere just south of the border, it will be worth it. It really was an incredible album. And who knows, she may play some other music as well.
Awesome. And we're going to round it out with North American tour news. I'm not even going to, normally at the beginning of the show, I ask you for pronunciations of things that I don't know. And I didn't do that, and so I'm not going to try because I don't want to butcher the name, but North American tour news.
I'm not so sure myself. I believe it's Nadja, but it is the project of Aiden Baker and Leah Bucharest, and, you know, they don't go on tour very often, and they've announced a North American tour now, including a number of dates in Canada, one in Halifax, one in Montreal, and two in Toronto. Those are happening from late May to early June. Nadja, of course, is sort of a metal and drone outfit. They make these really epic sort of 10-minute songs that are absolutely gorgeous. You need to hear them. They have a new album titled SV, but I was a huge fan of their last album titled Queller. They call it Dream Sludge, which is actually just about right, because it sounds a little like dream pop and a little like sludge metal. Do check it out. If you live in Halifax, Montreal, or Toronto, you should be excited about these shows.
Great opportunity for you. And of course, All of this news and more is available at exclaim.ca. Check it out. Also, pick up the paper copy near you. Stephen, it is always a pleasure to chat. And now we are going to turn it over to you for your song pick of the week.
Thank you so much. This week, I've been listening nonstop to Paradise, the forthcoming album from former Vancouver band, current LA band, White Lung. The punk band has softened their sound on this new album. It's really rather gorgeous. And one of the first singles they've released is called Below. You can see the official video online on YouTube, but you're going to hear it right now. This is Below by White Lung on Earshot Radio.
Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring M83, Deftones, Wolf Parade, Director X, White Lung, PJ Harvey, and our Summer Screens preview. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 7.
I'm going to do something. Wonder what I'm going to do. Got to be clean and try to control my body. Is nobody else going to? I don't think twice when I do something nice, but I don't do things like that very much. 'Cause if you go around try to please everybody, it only becomes your crutch. By me with such determination that it's sick. I'd like to go the places they don't know how to get to, but I can't remember the trick. So I wait around and venomously crown myself serpent king of my sins. But if I go down, I'm not taking you with me. It's only myself in the end. Target to drop. And when it comes down, old man Moonraker Blazer, it's gonna be my name up on top. But what a dream, I look down for my friends in my town, only to find them all gone. I looked myself in the mirror and wondered, where could my dream have gone wrong?
Shot 20. Number 6.
Over the shrubs of Santa Fe, there is a love that you can't explain. No one has yet to put their finger on it. I'm sending back this gin and tonic, 'cause I'm an old-fashioned guy. Come with me to New York City. Your friends all miss you. strangest stares in the world. Be the last one to receive the last seasonal sleeve. Oh, Caliente. You could check it out, but you could never leave. Come with me to New York City.
It's the year Shot 20.
That was Shotgun Jimmy sitting still at number 6. His latest on You've Changed Records is called Field of Trampolines. And that was a set of tunes from You've Changed Records, because before that you heard Nap Eyes dropping from number 2 to number 7, Thought Rock Fish Scale, with a track called Stargazer. And in that set as well, kicking it off, was our weekly pick from Stephen Karlik. He picked a track by White Lung, who have a brand new record coming out in just 1 week, and that was a track called Below.
Guess what? They'll be on the charts.
That is probably a credible guarantee.
I can guarantee it.
Pretty much.
There you go. Yeah. All right, we've got a couple more tracks to bring you. Then we will get the lowdown before our top 3, 5, and 4 coming in respectively right now. Brian's going to let you know what's making their way into those spots.
Bajubala was at the top of our charts for several weeks, and she's still at the very top, or near the very top, at number 5 this week, down from number 3, the latest album called Good Advice, you're going to hear In the Name Of. And after that, sitting still number 4 is Winter Sleep from The Great Detachment. You'll hear Freak Out.
Seven.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 4.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Freak Out by Winter Sleep. Their latest album is called The Great Detachment, and it sits still within the Earshot National Top 50 in our Top 10 at number 4. And before that, dropping just two spots, number 5, sitting quite still on the charts for several weeks, it is Bajubala from the album Good Advice. You heard In the Name Of.
As a side note, have you seen the video for America, Winter Sleep's video?
Oh, I heard about it, but no, I haven't. Yeah, actually,
it's actually a pretty powerful video. It was interesting. I watched it recently because it came up on my news feed. Maybe even an Exclaim article, but pretty powerful stuff. All right, we are going to take one more break from the countdown before we get to the top three this week. It is a look at some of the albums that are debuting below the top 20. Of course, the top 20 comes from the national top 50. We don't have time to play it all, but we do like to let you know about what's debuting, so that way you know when things make their way into the top 20 where they came from. And this is the lowdown.
Yeah, I'm going to try to go through this relatively quickly because, as mentioned, we have quite a slew of debuts below the top 20 with a full a dozen of them, including the first three on our charts. At number 50 with the latest by The Heavy, Sightlines, and Moderat. And then we jump up to number 46. White Horse have a new one out called The Northern South, Volume 1. And Danny Michelle after that, number 47 with Matadora. We jump a few spots up to number 42 with Donovan Woods and the next three as well after that are also debuts at 41, 40, and 39, including Open Mic, Eagle, and Paul White, Solids, and Mocha Only. And we have a new one at number 37 as well from Casey Mechica called Psychic Materials. We've skipped a few spots up to number 32 with Doom Squad, a new album from Hand Drawn Dracula called Total Time. And our highest debut this week is at number 27 by Frightened Rabbit. You have Painting of a Panic Attack. And as always, you can find the full charts online at earshot-online.com. And pretty likely we'll see some of those creep up into our top 20 over the next couple of weeks.
I'm going to say White Horse. I'm going to say Solids.
Those are both pretty good guesses.
And I'm going to say Mocha Only.
Yeah, probably.
I feel like those three will be in the top. No, we're not going to see. I'm calling it now.
Okay, well, I think one of them you got is wrong, so we'll see what happens.
Which one?
I'm not going to tell you.
You got to make some picks now. All right, we have three more tracks. We are going to get to them right now. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number three.
All right, no big surprise that this album continues to climb. It is a long-awaited debut album by Operators called Blue Wave. Last week, number five. This week, number three. Here's a track called Shape of Things.
The shape of things to come. I got my horse of garden, the cross of white iris sleeping. Thicker in the dark. Keep us together.
Number 1. should I cry? Born as truth in life above living. There's truth in the pulse of your heart. In dreams we flash like a fever. In dreams no masters, no gods. When we ain't got nothing left to control, yet nothing blow past the rain.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was You Can Dream by Black Mountain. Sitting atop the charts for the third week in a row is the album Four. Before that, at number two, up from number seven, Soons. Their latest is called Hold Still. It debuted that spot last week. And you heard a track called Instrument. And kicking off our final set this week was Shape of Things by Operators. Another climb to number three for number five from their latest Blue Wave.
There you go. That is another countdown done for another week. Our 192nd countdown, to be exact. Only eight more until 200 and the big celebration. I hear Drake's going to be here. Baja Bulat's going to drop by the studio. Steven will be live with us the entire show. There's a whole lot that's going to happen in our 200th.
Commemorative fireworks in the booth.
It's just crazy. Be here. If you can be here with us for our 200th show, you have 8 weeks.
We have 10 tickets that are $1 million each because it costs a lot to get
No.
Oh, it's all out of your pocket?
Yeah.
Great.
No, I have connections. So you come here. All you just have to pay.
Disconnected possibly?
You just have to pay to get here and you can celebrate with us 200. We're going to do the show live at the Imperial Theater in St. John. So I'm setting an ambitious goal. We're going to have James Mullinger. It's going to be
some
big.
Of these things are more reasonable than others.
Yeah.
Interestingly.
Like doing it live at the Imperial is probably, it's doable. I mean, would we sell tickets?
Have the money. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. But we get people like, you know, the big names. Drake, it's not going to be that hard. I know him. I know the guy. I had a view of him from the six, you know? Anyway, that does it for another countdown and another week. I am Anthony Edmond. Brian Cleveland is also in studio. We do this every week. Countdown the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. And the show is record and broadcast out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Stop playing with the pen, Brian. And you can hear the program every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time as it debuts on local 107.3 FM and then sent out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. We thank them all very much for airing the program. You can also hear us if you are downloading the program from radioforall.net or if you podcast the show through iTunes, no matter how you're listening to us, though. Thanks very much for tuning in and stick around for another countdown. Wait right there. We'll be back in a week. Until then, you'll get to enjoy more great programming that's on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback? You can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.